Blog Talk Radio.
Heard like I have 4 years. I'm in the living room, banging on an old upright, where my world began. Discovering the music that the child I was, before I became the man that I am.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and a very exciting and special show today as we talk to best-selling author and adventurer Homer Hickam. Now, the name may not be familiar to you, but the story certainly is.
It's the radio signal transmitted by the Soviet Sputnik as it traverses the October sky.
Did you see Sputnik go over the other night?
Anywhere in the world, someone could look up and see exactly what I saw.
To everyone else, it was just a light in the sky.
Let them have outer space. We got rock and roll.
But to Homer Hickam, it was the future.
Sputnik is a milestone in history.
And just maybe a way out.
College scholarships for winning a science fair?
I'm going to build a rocket.
You'd better take an interest in your own town.
Just don't bug yourself up.
Nice.
Hey, should we get behind something?
What do you want to know about rockets?
Everything.
A lucky one will get out on a football scholarship.
How about I believe in the unlucky one?
You better have a talk with your son, Elsie. He's out of control.
Would you please sign my newspaper?
H-O-M.
This is great, Miss Riley. I learn everything.
Uh-oh. Hey, kid, for the mind.
Y'all thank the good Lord that you didn't kill anybody.
Things are bad at the mine. Daddy's stuck in the needle.
Well, you put all this nonsense behind you, Homer.
It isn't nonsense.
Sure was exciting watching your rockets go up.
I know I'm going to be a miner. I've known my entire life. I have no choice.
As long as you are alive on this planet, you have a choice.
The true story of a boy who risked everything for a dream.
You want to get out of here so bad, then go. Go!
Yeah, I'll go! I won't even look back!
Sometimes. You just can't listen to what anybody else says. You just gotta listen inside.
Turn your eyes to the sky and watch what happens when everything you believe in soars.
I think we got a chance.
October Sky.
And Homer Hickam, the real Homer Hickam, joins us on WAMS Radio today on the Blog Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to talk with Homer, the telephone number to call is 718-506-1944, or you can send us a chat message or question at WAMS Radio. Hi, Homer, how are you?
Well, I am very, very good. It's just all good here, and really glad to be talking to you today.
Homer, it's always great to talk to a fellow West Virginian, and you know, I've never asked the question, so I have to after hearing the movie trailer information there. Did you guys really blow up your mom's rosebush and the fence?
We sure did, and she's still kind of irritated about it. I was talking to her the other day, and she brought it up again. She's 96 years old, my mom, wonderful woman, really tough West Virginia woman, of course, and still going strong.
You think your dad ever actually said that Elsie needs to get a hold on that boy? He's out of control?
All the time. Dad was pretty sure that I was out of control, and it was certainly Mom's responsibility to take care of both me and my older brother, Jim, in terms of any kind of discipline. Dad was, of course, busy with the coal mine. That was his life, and, you know, like a lot of the most of the men, really, that came out of the Depression and World War II, they weren't exactly huggers. They just did their jobs and expected their wives and moms to take care of the kids.
Homer Hickam is our guest today on WAMS Radio, and he's given us a little bit of his time to talk about, amongst other things, the 10th Annual October Sky Festival, which happens, Homer, in your hometown of Colwood, West Virginia, Saturday, October 4th. It'll be a pleasure to be down there with you again this year. And as you come back and you get together with these kids from all these years ago, that you grew up with, and I understand this year there's even a Colwood Schools reunion. Do you find that the kids treat you differently now that you're all adults and this whole phenomenon of Colwood has happened to you?
Well, Bert, first off, you know, just really delight to go back to Colwood, and especially to support the October Sky Festival. Like you said, this is the 10th festival that we've had, and every year it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit better. And, of course, it's always good to see some of the folks that that I grew up with, and they treat me a little bit differently at first if I haven't seen them for a while, and I would say for about 5 minutes, and then we all revert back to our high school roles. That's just what happens in reunions, I'm afraid. But we always have a good time. We did grow up together. For the most part, these were kids that I knew from even before we started school, and then all the way through school and graduated from high school. So I knew them so well, and their parents, and we just ultimately really like and respect one another, and it's always a lot of fun to catch up with everybody. And another great thing about the October Sky Festival is the adults that are still in Colwood who helped raise me and all these kids and gave us an opportunity to get out in the world and do some pretty good things. These are people I wrote about in my memoir, Rocket Boys, that was made into the movie October Sky. They'll be walking around town on the October Sky Festival day, and all the fans of the book and the movie can actually talk to these people. And that's pretty amazing when you've got one of the most beloved books in the world. And I say that knowing that it may sound like hubris, if you will, on my part, but it is. It's a very popular book. It's pretty remarkable that you can actually go someplace and talk to the people that were actually in the book. I mean, you don't get that opportunity with, say, To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, you're exactly right. And having gone to the October Sky Festival with you last year and participated, you find that those folks that remain in the town of Colwood, and, of course, the people that come back in, are so warm and so welcoming. And as a fellow West Virginian like yourself, some of the finest human beings in the world, I believe, come from those small towns in West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm lucky to come from there, really. I had a great childhood. I was brought up right, had a wonderful education. And I was also taught to take advantage of the education that I got and to go on to college or to go on whatever I wanted to do, wherever my passion led me. And that was true for all the kids around there. So coming back to Colwood for the October Sky Festival is an opportunity to honor not only what the Rocket Boys did, but also it reflects very well on the people of Colwood and MacDowell County and West Virginia itself.
Homer Hickam is our guest today on WAMS Radio. We're talking about the 10th annual October Sky Festival, Saturday, October 4th. And if you'd like more information on the festival, if you'd like to make a trip in this year, lots of details at homerhickam.com/Colwood. That's homerhickam.com/Colwood. And if you have a question, you can email it into our chat room or call us at 718-506-1944. And Homer, people will be listening to this internet broadcast all over the world, and of course the podcast will live on in perpetuity there on the World Wide Web. And we've already gotten some email chat room questions in, and one of the questions is about the other kids that you grew up with, the other Rocket Boys, if you will, or Rocket Men now, and what those guys went on to do in adulthood.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, ultimately what people are really interested in is other people. And when I go out and give speeches across the country, people want to know, well, what happened to the other Rocket Boys and also what happened to my family. There, for those few folks out there who have only seen the movie and not read the book, there are actually six Rocket Boys and not four. Sherman Sears, the boy with polio, died rather early in life, but before he died, he did go to West Virginia Tech, graduated as an engineer, and started one of the earliest software companies in the country. Roy Lee Cook became a banker and is now quite the entrepreneur in West Virginia. He lives in South Carolina, but he travels up to West Virginia an awful lot. Billy Rose became a mining engineer and is now retired, but is still pretty active in a lot of different ways. And he lives in Bluefield, Virginia, travels to West Virginia, and talks a lot to a lot of high school students to tell them that they can go to college if they really want to and how to go about doing that. Jimmy Odell Carroll. Became a successful businessman, had his own insurance company, is now partially retired. He has a pretty big ranch down in Southwest Virginia, and he'll be up in Colwood to visit as well on October Sky Festival, as will Roy Lee and Billy. Quentin Wilson graduated from Marshall University and now lives down in Amarillo, Texas, has done very well in the oil business, and so you know, we all really, all six of us, just we really had quite the experience back in Colwood, and now the surviving Rocket Boys. We're all still really good friends. We email back and forth, keep track of each other, and we wish that, of course, that Quentin could travel up from Texas for the October Sky Festival. Sometimes he does, but unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it this year because of the pressures of the oil business.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Homer Hickam is our guest today, and we're talking all things Rocket Boys as we get ready for the October Sky Festival, Saturday, October 4th, in Homer's hometown of Colwood, West Virginia. And, Homer, this book, you mentioned, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird. I read somewhere, and you may or may not know if this is true, that more school kids in the U.S. now actually are assigned to read Rocket Boys than To Kill a Mockingbird. What is it about this book, if you can turn somewhat introspective, tough for a West Virginian, I know, but what is it you think about this book as you look at it from the outside that has touched so many people all over the world?
Well, you know, I wrote the book, first off, to be a good read. So a lot of people just enjoy it. They get a lot of entertainment out of it, the story of these young boys that kind of go up against the local society and have this passion, in this case, for building rockets and all the fun and funny things that happen, and also the very serious things that happen. But I think that the teachers and the parents look at the book and see all the different threads through it that they really want their children and their students to read about and to understand. The threads, of course, not only include the early stirrings, if you will, of the space age, but also the thread of a son who is trying to get his father to pay attention to him and to love him. And there's also the thread of these boys who are very different in a high school that's essentially a football factory. And they're picked on, and yet they persevere. So it's very much a story of perseverance. And it's a story of ultimately success, that fighting against many, many obstacles that allow the Rocket Boys to succeed. So there's all kinds of different levels, if you will, to this story. It kind of depends on who you are and where you are in your life, on which thread means the most to you. I personally really enjoy when I hear from a reader who says that that maybe they had a father just like my dad, who was a little bit distant, a little bit cold, and by reading Rocket Boys, they realized that that even though they weren't sure their father loved them, that it was up to them to love their father. And ultimately, that just as it worked out for me, they believed it would work out for them too.
Makes perfect sense to me. And Homer Hickam is a best-selling author of, 10 books now. And Homer, we're going to take a phone call on WAMS Radio in Alabama. Hi, you're on the air with best-selling author Homer Hickam.
Well, howdy, Burke and Homer. This is Bama Bob. And
hey, Bob.
Homer, I just had the wonderful fortune of being in Huntsville for the debut of Rocket Boys. And I was curious, I was calling to find out what the status is of the musical. It was fantastic. The music what life it gave to the book. But
well, thank you. Thank you.
I was wondering what the status is of the musical now.
Yeah. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Rocket Boys, the musical, is a Broadway show written by a wonderful, very talented young group out of New York City who approached me some years ago about the idea of turning the book into a musical. We've gotten to the script stage. Most of the music's already been written. We decided to go ahead and have a stage reading of the musical in Huntsville this past May, and it was a huge success. But like all readings, the reason that you have those early on is to kind of look around and see the script and where it can be improved and so on. So we're in the process right now of revising the script and getting it prepared for another stage reading, probably in New York later this year. Once we do that, we will be going out to a variety of different supporters, and there's a lot of them have already lined up that that we hope that we can go ahead and keep developing it until we can hit Broadway. The music and everything that has to do with this show is just bright and lively and just a lot of fun. So if you want to hear some of the music and see some of the latest, you can go to the website Rocket Boys the Musical, all one word, rocketboysthemusical.com.
Okay.
Bob, thanks for calling in from Alabama. I appreciate the call.
Well, thank you, and I enjoy listening to your station. Talk to you later.
All
thanks,
right,
Bob. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Rocket Boys the Musical, who would have thunk it? And to give you a little sneak peek of what that sounds like, here is the theme song. It's Colwood from Rocket Boys.
There's a West Virginia town on the map. Feels like it's hardly up from a nap. It's Colwood. Well, time goes by like it wants to stay, and the clouds move only when they're blown away from Colwood.
Colwood, the musical. Wow. Now, Homer, when you think about your life story as a young man being turned into first this book that you wrote, and then Hollywood gets a hold of it, and now it could wind up on the Broadway stage, is there ever a pinch-me moment for you?
Well, of course, as I was living this, what turned out to be a great adventure in high school back in West Virginia, I had no idea that anybody would really care. But once I got out and lived for many, many years elsewhere and started looking back and wrote, I just wrote a short article about it for a magazine, the response was just amazing. It was just like the country really needed this story. And I think the country still apparently needs this story, a story of passion and perseverance and inspiration that just somehow touches folks. And I'm really glad that somehow I was able to tap into that by telling the story.
Any chance you might be singing yourself on Broadway as part of this presentation?
There is no way, Burke. as most people would tell you, I'm lucky to carry anything in a bucket, much less a tune. So not likely, but I'm certainly someone who appreciates good music, and I love to go to Broadway shows and so on. And I just look forward to the day that not only that the Rocket Boys the Musical makes Broadway, but also that it will be available to all kinds of community groups and school groups to put on this show, because it is it's a show that that'll get you toe tapping and also put a smile on your face, and you walk out feeling like you can just take on the whole world. And I think that's part of the charm of the book and the movie and now the show is that when you you read or watch or listen, you feel like that you're just on top of the world afterwards, and you're ready to take on the world just as the Rocket Boys did so many years ago.
Best-selling author Homer Hickam is our guest on WAMS Radio today, and we're talking all things Rocket Boys as we gear up for the October Sky Festival Saturday, October 4th, in Colwood, the tiny town in McDowell County, West Virginia, down there by the Virginia border, where Homer and the boys put that rocket in the air and eventually went on to win the big National Science Fair in 1960. And well, the rest, as they say, is best-selling history. Now, Homer, you went on to write, 10 novels, and many of them are bestsellers. And your most recent book, I know, Red Helmet, took you back to the coal fields of West Virginia, but in a different way.
Yeah, I did. The way the Red Helmet wrote, which is a very romantic story of today's West Virginia coal fields, came about was that I was asked to go up and give the keynote address of the Sago Memorial for the miners that were killed in that mine. And when I did, which I was very honored to do, I met the coal miners of today and their families, and I thought to myself, what I really would like to do is to write a story that talks about today's coal miners and their family, and not the ones that I wrote about in Rocket Boys 50 years ago. And so I took that opportunity, and I decided to turn it into a love story. And it's been very popular, I'm happy to say. It's going to be out in paperback in November. We'll have it available for folks in Coalwood in October. But it's turned out to be one of my more popular stories.
And Red Helmet, a fictional account, but you have spent enough time in and around coal mines to put some real-life background into it.
Well, you know, I worked in the coal mines every summer while I went to college, which was really good for me. It not only made me a little bit of money to help pay my tuition, but it also, let me mature a little bit. Let me see what my father was so interested in all those years. It seems like, it's just in my blood, like a lot of West Virginians, coal mining is. And even though I went on to, I was in the Army, and then I worked for NASA for many years, every so often I still got to get down in a coal mine. Recently I got an opportunity to write the liner notes for Kathy Mattea's new album titled Coal, and in the process of doing that and talking to her, I came to understand that she had actually never been down in a coal mine. So I said, Kathy, I can fix that. So the next thing I know, she and her husband and my wife Linda and I were up at Robinson Run Mine in West Virginia. We went down, spent the day with some the wonderful miners, and got to know some of them. And Kathy just enjoyed herself tremendously. And it just seems like if you're from West Virginia, you got a little bit of that coal mine in your blood, and she did.
Kathy Mattea and Homer Hickam hanging out together. Yet another opportunity for you to sing on stage and show off your vocal talent.
I'll let Kathy do all the singing. Thank you. And she does a wonderful job of it, too.
Homer Hickam is our guest on WAMS Radio. Last call for calls at 718-506-1944. And, of course, if you'd like to send a question in via chat, please do so at WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Now, at the October Sky Festival 2007, NASA astronaut Bill Reedy was there. This year, it's Dr. Tom Jones, your astronaut buddy, who's coming to town. Tell us a little bit about Tom and his background.
Oh, well, Tom's one of my favorite astronauts. One of the things I really like about Tom is he's a fellow writer, and he's written a wonderful book about his experiences with NASA called Skywalker. And that's going to be available as well there at the October Sky Festival. And, a couple of things. When I'm able to get one of the astronauts to come to the October Sky Festival, one thing that happens, of course, is all the people there get an opportunity to walk right up and talk to an astronaut. How many opportunities do you get for that? That's one of the neat things about the October Sky Festival. It's all pretty much informal. And nobody puts on any kind of airs, and you get an opportunity to just really interact with everybody. The other neat thing about having an astronaut in the Coalwood is that, a lot of these guys, they've seen the whole planet, but they've never seen any place like MacDowell County and Coalwood. It is definitely a different slice of the territory, if you will. And one that that folks come in and go, wow, this is different and a little bit refreshing too. So we sure do hope and we think that Tom will have a great time that day.
Tom Jones, a former shuttle astronaut who has gone up four times, done three different spacewalks, and he'll be hanging out with, I guess, an actual NASA moon rock, amongst other things.
Yep, NASA's going to bring the moon rock to Coalwood, and that's going to be cool. We're also going to have Grace Corrigan there, who is the mother of Krista McAuliffe, who was the teacher in space that unfortunately lost her life on the Challenger. And Grace is a wonderful woman and a great supporter of the space program and loves the Rocket Boy story, and she will be there. We're also going to have Dreema Denver, who is the widow of Bob Denver. That would be Gilligan of Gilligan's Island, and also Maynard Krebs of...
Dobie Gillis.
I'm sorry?
Of the Many Lives of Dobie Gillis.
Many Lives of Dobie Gillis, exactly. So Dreema's going to be there with Bob's book and his memoirs, and Gilligan, Maynard, and me. And it's a great book, too, so the opportunity to talk to Dreema and get Bob's book.
Now, the entire event happens in a very compact place, Colwood, very small town, and yet there are busloads of students who come in from all over America. I saw an email recently that there's a group of folks coming from Washington State all the way across the U.S. to attend this event. I know last year, Homer, I ran into some folks who were in from Japan. There were several folks from Canada. Have you gotten a chance to, in the last 10 years, meet people from just about all over the world who are touched by this story?
Yeah, it's really pretty astonishing who turns up in my line there in Colwood. They do come from all over. You're absolutely right. But this time that I know of, we've got busloads coming in from Pennsylvania and Ohio and Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and probably other places. Got a bunch of teachers coming in from Minnesota. And, you know, just folks from all around the area, and it's just pretty amazing. There are a lot of folks I see every year that keep coming back to the October Sky Festival because they had so much fun. One of the neat things is that Cape Colwood, where we launched our rockets back in the 1950s, is open for the day for rocket launches. And so, you know, we have rocket launching going on all day long down there. I never get to see that. I just mostly am standing there and signing autographs and books and getting my picture taken. The other Rocket Boys, they last, maybe for 30 minutes, it seems like, they're at the signing table, and they're gone. And where are they gone? Of course, they're down at Cape Colwood watching the rocket launches and helping them be launched. But like I say, it's all, although it's organized well, it's still informal, and so that folks can interact with each other and just have a great day.
And I understand that NASA shuttle astronaut Tom Jones started off as a model rocket launcher back in the eighth grade, and he's pretty darn excited to go down and actually help these students launch their rockets this year. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you get to launch a rocket with a real NASA astronaut? I mean, it just doesn't happen except in Colwood once a year. So I hope folks will just take advantage of that, bring the kids, just bring themselves, and just enjoy the day.
The October Sky Festival happens Saturday, October 4th, in Colwood, West Virginia, in McDowell County. And, Homer, your website is homerhickam.com, and they can find out more information about the October Sky Festival. Where on that website again?
Yeah, they can go to homerhickam.com/Colwood, C-O-A-L-W-O-O-D. There are a lot of interesting things, really, on the website that folks ought to take advantage to look at. One of the things is we have a newsletter comes out quarterly, and a lot of folks like to keep up with what we're doing and traveling and thinking and so on, and that would be a fun place to go look at. All the other books, the Josh Thurlow series, books set during World War II that I've written are very popular. And go over and take a look at what's going on with those, and of course, Red Helmet, the new book, the new novel, I'm very active in writing, and this is my passion, so people can go out and take a look at what I'm working. I just finished the memoir of Anousheh Ansari. Anousheh Ansari was the Iranian-American woman who escaped from Iran, came over here, made a fortune, and paid the Russians $20 million to fly up to the space station, and she had a great story. So I just turned that in to my agent actually yesterday. So next year, that'll be coming out. We'll have more about that on the website as well.
Fantastic. Homer Hickam, best of luck with the new book. Best of luck
Thanks,
with
Bert.
Red Helmet, which is out in stores now. And most of all, best of luck at the October Sky Festival next Saturday, October 4th, down in Colwood. Boy, I'll sure look forward to spending the day with you.
Boy, same here. It's going to be fun as always. So I hope everybody just, if you have an opportunity at all, come on out and have a great day.
Find out more about the October Sky Festival at HomerHickam.com/Colewood. That's HomerHickam.com/Colewood. For best-selling author and adventurer Homer Hickam and all the Colewoodians who will be joining at the Pick Festival next Saturday, I'm Burke Allen on WAMS Radio. Thanks for listening.